I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God. Thank God. He undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. Be seated, please. I just want to pass on a word of quick exhortation. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the 22nd chapter of the book of Psalms, the Psalm 22. They pierced my hands and my feet. The 16th verse of the Psalm 22. I don't know whether you have ever made a study of hands. When we look at hands, we see hands that are washed. We see hands that are hardened by the tasks of love. We see hands that are very tender, like a child's hand. We see hands that have a strong grip and a strong grasp. I am sure you have seen the mother's hand, which has soothed the child in its pain and in its tears. I am sure you have seen the shaking of hands of those that have the marks and stain of sin upon them. I'm sure also you've seen the hands of the hungry children of the whole world as they lift their hands up to grasp food that doesn't come and bread for their hunger that is not given. Millions of hands. Jesus Christ had wonderful hands. What a wonder were in the hands of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There were hands that touched the eyes of blind Bartimaeus, and he saw. There were the hands that blessed the little children whom the disciples tried to drive away. There was a hand of the one who entered the chamber of death. The child that was there. And what happened? The little girl, the daughter of Jairus, felt the hand of Jesus, and she was raised from the dead. The hands of Jesus touched 12 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, and there was enough to feed 5,000 and thousands after that. His was a hand that knew no sin, the hand of God's holy, only begotten Son, who dwelt among men that they might know the glory of salvation. Jesus Christ had many insults in his life, dark, damnable insults of the tender, loving Savior. You can't erase those from the gospel. Men would try to say, no, we never insulted him, but they did. The mobs insulted the Son of God, and the mass of humanity mentally massacred the Messiah as he walked this earth. Judas insulted him with the betrayer's kiss. Peter, with a curse, insulted him. Ananias with a cord. Caiaphas with a lie. Pilate with a scourge. And Herod insulted him with a mock trial. Note that Herod and Pilate found reconciled friendship, and that they were joined together in a common insulting of Christ. Yesterday, the man that held him mocked, smote, and blinded him. The soldiers stripped him of scarlet robe, was placed upon him, and a rotten reed was put in his hand, and he was insulted as they kneeled before him. The council members of the Sanhedrin council spat in his face, and they buffeted him. Council members were all at one, and they cried, "His blood be on us." They reviled him. They wagged their heads in disgust. They derided him. They cast the same in his teeth. He was despised and rejected of man, insulted and outraged with beyond measure, in order that we might know that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was laid on him, and by his stripes are we healed. Bound upon the accursed tree, faint and bleeding, who is he? By the eyes so pale and dim, streaming blood and writhing limb, by the flesh with scourges torn, by the crown of twisted thorn, by the side so deeply pierced, by the baffled, burning thirst, by the dripping, death-dewed brow, Son of Man, 'tis thou, 'tis thou, bound upon the accursed tree, dread and awful, who is he? By the sun at noonday peal, shivering rocks and rending veil, by earth that trembles at his doom, by yonder saints who burst their tomb, by Eden promised ere he died, to the felon at his side, Lord, our supplicant knees we bow, Son of God, 'tis thou, 'tis thou. Bound upon that accursed tree, sad and dying, who is he? By the last and bitter cry, the ghost gives up in agony. By the lifeless body laid in the chamber of the dead, by the mourners come to weep where the bones of Jesus sleep. Crucified, we know thee now. Bound upon that accursed tree, dread and awful, who is he? By the prayer for them that slew, Lord, they know not what they do. By the spoiled and empty grave, by the souls he died to save, by the conquest he hath won, by the saints before his throne, by the rainbow round his brow, Son of God, 'tis thou, who was it, the one who died of a broken heart for me, the one who died carrying my judgment for everlasting hell in the fire of judgment in his human soul. Oh, how dark was that path my Savior walked. Let's look at his hands. They pierced his hands and his feet. Let's take that nail-pierced hand and put it to our lips and say, lest I forget Gethsemane, lead me, Lord Jesus, to Calvary. The only way we will win souls for Christ is to have Christ's passion for lost souls. And it is only as we enter into a blessed partnership with the Son of God, we will never tire but chase souls for Christ. John Wesley, what did they say about him? He was out of breath running after the souls of men. Have you ever been out of breath running after the souls of men? They pierced his hand and his feet. Only as we partake of and fellowship in the sufferings of his death will we be able to go forth with power to win lost souls for Jesus Christ. The holy hands of the Holy Son of God is stretched out to us today. And today he's calling us and he says, take your place beside me. Weep over these souls as I wept over a lost world. Go out after them in their hunts of sin, in their places of wickedness, and tell them, I love them. I love them so much that I left my Father's throne on high. So free and infinite was my love. I loved them through the cruelty of life on earth, when them did not understand that I was the incarnate God of heaven. But I loved them to the cross. They pierced my hands and my feet, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love to me. Lead me to Calvary. May God help us to take the cup that he offers us, the cup of fellowship with the bleeding lamb who was found worthy. And may God help us to walk the road to Calvary. May God help us to gaze again upon the blessed, lovely Son of God, so marred that he was unrecognizable as man. And standing there at Calvary's cross, let us vow that for every hour I have, I'll spend time in prayer and a search for the souls of men. And in our love for Christ, there will come a love for sinners. And in that love for sinners, there will come the evangelization of those sinners and a bringing them to Christ. Christ is waiting for them. He needs you to invite them and to bring them. Did you ever think of the people that were brought to Jesus when he was upon this earth? It was always a fight when men were brought to Jesus. The man in the tombs, the devil wanted to break him because he was going to come to Jesus. The very apostles rebuked the mothers who brought their children to Christ. The opposition that men and women face because they're bringing souls to Christ will always be terrific. The devil hates evangelism. The devil hates the preaching of Christ as the only Savior of man. The devil hates the offer of the gospel. And he hates those who carry the gospel seed. But in the company of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we can go out and we can bring souls to Christ. May God put a burden in our heart, especially for our young people, that they may be saved from the wrath and curse of a godless apostate age, and that they may be brought savingly and everlastingly to the Son of God. May God bless his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Just one thing I would like to say today, that we're very glad to see our brother Jeffrey's back with us today. He was out in Canada with his son, and he took very ill when he was in Canada. But he's come home, and we're glad to see him, and we welcome him today to the Lord's house. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for your sweet presence, and we pray that your grace and your mercy may be with us for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, amen and amen.